Fanning on 2FM.
Now, 51552 is our text. It's 18 minutes past 10 o'clock. And for years in this country, most people came from homes where they grew up with plenty of siblings. Good old Catholic Ireland, alive and well, and one-child families weren't too common. But nowadays, it's swung the other way, with most young families often deciding to stop after just one or two kids for whatever reason, and big families are not as much the norm anymore. But what's it like growing up in a big family or as an only child? If you've come from one of those family situations, it's impossible to understand what life is like for someone who comes from the opposite. And is one better than the other, or do both have their advantages? Well, two women who might be in a position to enlighten each other, and all of us on that score, are Breda Brown, co-founder of Unique Media, and one of six children in her family, and Alicia Tully, who works in digital marketing and is an only child, and will presumably stay an only child. No,
I think at this stage, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. All right, if I should stay with you then, Alicia, from the start. This whole business about growing up as an only child, and bluntly, what was it like?
For me, I was probably shy when I was a kid, but for me, it wasn't any different to anything else. I used to find people with siblings a bit of a novelty. Probably wanted to have a couple of siblings when I was younger, but these days it doesn't bother me at all.
All right, but like, but the same token, like, you never think of these things at all, really, until much later in life anyway. Maybe until you're about 9, 10 or 11. Not for the first 7 or 8 years. It doesn't mean anything.
No, not at all. I mean, I was the sole focus of my parents' attention, but I wasn't particularly lonely. I look back now and I think I was probably quite shy. That was really the difference.
And what about you, Breda? Where were you, first of all, in a biggish family? How many are we talking about?
I'm in the middle-ish.
All right.
So I've got three older brothers and two younger ones. So, which was brilliant because it meant you had the older ones then sort of to look up to and sort of follow in their footsteps and let them make the mistakes first and then you could come along. But then you had the other ones, the younger ones, to bully and to bribe and to make them do whatever you wanted. So it was great.
Yeah, I'm the same except different. I'm the youngest of seven.
Right, so similar, yeah.
Good old Irish Catholic Ireland, indeed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so like, did most people that you knew growing up come from families similar to your own, like big families? Would you have, you know?
To be honest, yeah.
Did you know many only children, and did you know they're an only child? Sorry, Alicia, we're going to start pointing at you now.
Very few, to be honest, because again, I was growing up sort of late 80s and in the 90s, so most of my friends, like 3+ was normal, to be honest. You know, 3+ children, certainly 4. A lot of my friends had 6, came from families of 6 and 8. So there were 1 or 2 in school that were only children, and again, I would find that quite interesting, as in you'd be sort of looking at them going, really, is it really, really quiet in your house when you compare it to our house where it was mental most of the time with people coming and going, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just hard to get your head around how different somebody else's home life would be compared to ours.
Well then, what about you, Alicia, on that score? Like, I mean, in terms of any kind of surprise you might have had at school that people would point out or say, oh, you're an only child, I see, right, okay.
Yeah.
You must have got a bit of that.
Definitely, especially with kids, they find it quite the novelty, I think. And in school, everyone had siblings. Everyone else had siblings. So for me, it was kind of like, oh, you're an only child. Is it very quiet? Oh, you must be spoilt. You have to be spoilt. You know, this kind of way. And they would all think you're spoilt, even though they knew nothing about you. So in that way, it was kind of tough then to listen to people saying that. But they would kind of just treat you like you're a bit different.
Okay, well, hold on. Answer that. Were you spoilt?
No. I wasn't spoilt at all.
It's all like, relative.
We're just going to say that.
No, not at all. Actually, I think something that was happening back in the 80s and 90s in Catholic Ireland was that your parents would often feel maybe a bit stigmatised or a bit pressured to have more than one kid. So I think my parents were quite aware of this only child syndrome thing. This thing that
much more
kind
so
of made
than you
up.
Were.
Yeah, much more so than I was. So they were fairly strict. They never overindulged me at all. They didn't want me to kind of grow up with a stigma or grow up with an attitude at all. So I just was not allowed to have my own way most of the time.
So it's the fact that you weren't allowed to have your own way, as opposed to, I thought you could have just as easily said that you were allowed to have your own way. You weren't allowed to have your own way because there was constant monitoring, if you like, and there weren't other kids around to be distracted by.
Exactly, yeah. There was constant monitoring, and as well, I suppose one thing, a positive thing, was that it was hanging out with a lot of adults instead of hanging out with lots of children as well. Mm. So, I mean, as a kid, I would have had a lot of, I suppose, surrogate aunts and uncles around, you know, the family friends and that. So I
and
probably
somebody
became
among amongst all of those, definitely must have spoiled you.
Someone spoiled me, yes. I have one aunt. She spoils me rotten. She still spoils me rotten.
And you love her very much.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, right, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, well then, Breida, like with you, I presume hand-me-down situation, if you're in the middle, it mightn't have happened. Did you say you had three older brothers?
I have three, five brothers altogether.
You weren't handed down there.
No, I was lucky in that sense. But similar to Alicia, actually, a lot of people would have thought and assumed that I was spoiled rotten as well because I was the only girl. So therefore, you're the princess. Your brothers
You weren't just the first girl. You were the only girl.
I was the only girl. Yeah. So you must have been adored. And were you the apple of your father's eye and all the rest? And I'm probably the apple of both my parents' eye. I definitely wasn't spoiled. And the boys, you know, did not treat me like a princess. And still don't. Are you joking me? Absolutely not.
I would have thought both of you would have been spoiled.
Literally. And again, growing up in the middle of the country, you know, if they were climbing the tree, I had to climb the tree pretty much as fast and just keep up with them. And that was sort of the fun part more than anything else. But it's funny, I suppose the people sort of have these visions of what being part of a family is like. And again, they have an assumption of what being an only girl is like or what being an only child is like, you know. But in terms of hand-me-downs, no, Dave. I was quite lucky in that sense because I only had boys in the family. But I did have an awful lot of girl cousins. So their clothes now would have ended up coming my way.
Jealousy at all in terms of the house? Like, you had your own room or did you?
Well, by the time sort of the younger one came along, the older one was
10 or 11 or whatever.
Moved on. Yeah, exactly. So I ended up getting my own room. But, you know, the big family part as well is you know, it's not just, I suppose, confined to my brothers and myself and the sisters-in-law. So, I mean, the immediate family between the five brothers, myself, the four sisters-in-law and the 10 nieces and nephews and mum and dad, any family gathering in our house is 22 people. So if anyone invites somebody over for dinner, there's 22 people. If there's a christening or a confirmation or a communion, it's 22 people. So, I mean, trying to fit that into a normal house is we end up standing around having buffet-style dinners most of the time, you know?
Well, then, Alicia, I presume, like, you know, obviously with your own place and your own whatever, like, I mean, did you have your own world or did you share with maybe cousins and things if you didn't have brothers and sisters?
No, I had one cousin who was a lot older than me, so she...
The best you could do.
I was very much actually probably in my own world a good bit when I was a kid. A lot less friends, so you're a bit shyer as an only child before you kind of blossom, get to college and you make a lot of new friends. So very much my own world. I'm a world with a lot of adults actually, which is quite interesting. And as Breed was saying, the family gatherings are a lot different for me. Christmas, at the moment, would used to be four of us. Me, my two parents, and my granny. Just so it's very, very quiet. Family gatherings would be really quiet. There might be like five, six of us, including the granny. So it's really, really different.
Wow. Okay, I assume though, Breida, with you and your own kind of like room, that you liked that to be like that you liked your alone time as well. You've got a bit of what Alicia's talking about. If you have to climb the trees earlier on with the kids.
I know. I had my own room, but remember again, back at this stage, sort of early 90s or whatever, I mean, there was one TV in the house. It's not like now where everybody has a screen. Yeah. So everybody congregated in, you know, the kitchen, as we called it, to watch telly. So we really didn't hang out in our rooms that much at that age. More, you know, I think kids today tend to do that a little bit more. So we'd all sort of hang out together, fight together, ride together and try and find a place on the sofa to sit on. But, you know, unless I had a friend over staying overnight or something, then we might retire if we needed to have a bit
of
a gossip.
But if you ever hear about any of the situations that both of you are in, you always think that yours is the better one, Breed. I mean, like, there's a lot of myths about your one, Alicia. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really, like, have you heard these and would you have listened to them and would you realise that's not true? You know, their only children are aggressive and bossy and they have imaginary companions. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Breida could have had an imaginary companion as well. But did you have an imaginary companion?
I didn't. Actually, I grew up, I always had a dog. So the dog was my pal a lot of the time.
Right.
I've heard all of the stories, you know, they're bossy or they don't get along with groups. It's just not true. Actually, I was reading just there, the psychologists, they all say only children actually, they need and want to be included in groups of other people, in friends. So they actually end up a lot less confrontational. They really want to fit in.
Yeah, but I mean, the point about somebody like what they say, like the onesies, as you know, sometimes are called, that like, you know, you've always been kind of heard at home and therefore supposedly function less well when it comes to getting out there in college or getting out to a job. Or is that true? No?
Well, look.
Or else, sorry, maybe I should put it another way. No, you function in a very calm way. I don't know. Which one is it?
Certainly, I function probably in quite a calm way. But I mean, I'm independent, but I'm not bossy. I mean, I work in a very busy advertising agency now, and you have to be a people person, you have to get along with the team, and it's not a case of one voice over the other. So I'm pretty sure I'm not a bossy
but
person.
Like, do you think you were naturally more self-reliant and independent?
Yeah.
Or you had to learn to be kind of not so dependent or whatever?
I didn't have to learn to be not so dependent at all, actually. I'm really independent person now. I mean, my parents, you know, they're still a great support system for me, but I find compared to a few of my friends, actually, who would have a lot of siblings, that I'm much more able to cope with things on my own, much more happier on my own, in my own time. I don't feel like I need to be around people all the time, even though I am sociable.
Yeah. And Brina, what about you with older parents and stuff like that? Are you meant to be like, when those things come down the road, which they do all the time and you have to confront, are you the one who has to pull things together? Because they always say it's the female that does it,
because
the daughter, and not the sons.
No, we're actually quite good on that sense. I mean, we would all sort
of... the whole family's quite good.
Yeah, we are, and my brothers and myself, we would all sort of pull together. If something needs to be done, you know, if I'm, you know, we all have quite busy lifestyles. They're married with kids. I'm quite busy with work and a lot of other stuff going on. So all of us are quite busy in that sense. But, you know, so if I can't do it, one of the others will do it. If they can't do it, they'll say, Brida, can you do it? So we help each other out. And that sort of just tends to work from that perspective, you know. We don't row. We would have rowed an awful lot when we were younger now. I mean, the fights would have been legendary at times. There are times myself and one of my younger brothers now, we would have had a lot of physical rows. How we didn't actually hurt each other, I don't know. But now as we've gotten older, there's not as many fights. The occasional one. But we get on well. And we'd be in touch sort of quite regularly as well. Sometimes, you know, once the phone starts going, you could be on for an hour, though, going from one to the other to get an update on what's happening.
Yeah, right,
so that's the only thing.
Yeah. But, by the way, time-wise, it's exactly 10:30. 51552 is our text, and we are talking about bigger families versus small... Not versus, that's a very bad way to put it. So bigger families and smaller families.
Comparing.
So getting back to the smaller family, let's take a look at this. Like, I mean, for instance, is it, you know, would you have had, Leisha, more time with your parents to do things with your parents than I'm sure Brida might or that I might?
My
parents are even older as well.
I've always thought it was probably, like, a bit more an advantage for them as well. My mum's an archaeologist, and she used to drag me around the country doing all these surveys and sites. There's no way she could have done that with a rake of kids. We also got to live abroad. We lived in Thailand when I was a young child. Would have been a lot harder with a few kids. So, I mean, they've gotten to do a lot of things maybe that someone with a bigger family wouldn't get to do, and I've got to have a load of great experiences as well.
Do you ever at all get angry at your parents? I mean, this might sound ridiculous, but I mean, that they didn't have more, that you don't have a brother or a sister.
I probably would have done the guilt thing when I was a child, saying, oh, I'd love a brother or sister. But look, it just didn't happen. Mm. And I suppose I don't know any different, you know?
What about the one in terms of the future, in terms of like what happens to your life afterwards, in terms of any decision you might want to make from a seven or six family you are and a one family you are? Like, here's a text here, 51552. My father was an only child. I went on to have 11 children. What's the situation in terms of the way you think, in terms of what you want or would like?
Well, for me personally, I don't know. Whatever comes down the road comes down the road. I wouldn't mind having one child. I probably wouldn't mind having six children. It hasn't really affected the way I'm going to think about it.
Right, okay. That's sitting on the fence. That's the politician's answer.
And I don't have any children, and I'd say that won't happen at any point in the future. So, yeah, I think, you know, having come from just such a big, busy environment, I just quite thrive now at times on, and I like big, busy environments in work on a day-to-day basis, but when I get home, I like it being quiet. And I like that nice, quiet house. So children would just ruin that for me, Dave. I wouldn't be able to, you know, they'd move things around and that would just annoy me. So it just, I do like that quietness, I have to say, and just that.
All right, well then here, I'll give you quietness on Christmas Day. I mean, at least you just mentioned Christmas Day there with granny and two parents. That's terribly nice. It's a lovely little setting that we've just, nice picture you painted. Having said that, it is Christmas and it's meant to be throwing turkey or 20 people at the table kind of thing. Yeah. So was that what your house was?
No,
see the way I got in? It's meant to be. What does that even mean?
It was absolutely. Yeah, that was exactly the way it was. And then it changed though over the years, because obviously as my brother started getting married, then, you know, they would start disappearing from the Christmas dinner table because they would be going to their wives' houses for dinner. So gradually the number over Christmas has decreased over the years, but we would still make sure that we all get together and have a big family day, either pre-Christmas or post-Christmas at some point, you know?
And what about going on holidays? I mean, like, you know, is it difficult with that many kids? You certainly couldn't afford to fly off the family.
Oh gosh, we went nowhere. Are you joking me? What did we do?
Didn't we spend a year in Thailand.
We didn't, no. And again, look, we're from the countryside as well. We're from a village called Roundwood in Wicklow. And again, so we had fields where our places to roam as such. But we had a lot of cousins in Dublin, actually, in addition to the five brothers. I actually have about 100 first cousins. Which is quite a lot. So, yeah. Because my dad is one of 14 kids and my mum is one of 14 kids.
Wow.
So about 100 first cousins. So a lot of them were Dublin based. So we would have gone to Dublin for the day, or we would have gone up there and stayed over with cousins. And likewise, the Dublin cousins would have come down and stayed with us. So that's really how it worked holiday wise. There was never any other major.
But you know, the whole thing really is changing now so much. And that's one of the reasons it's strange to look at it, because I did mention Catholic Ireland earlier in terms of you and me anyway. Mm. Like, you know, in the US, families with only one child have outnumbered those with even two for about a decade now or more.
Right.
It's all changing. You're becoming the norm, Alicia.
Yeah.
What's it like to become the norm? Is it all right? By the way, were friends, were they ever jealous of you being an only child?
Yeah. One of the comments I'd always get is siblings and sibling fights. I've never had to deal with that. I've never had to put up with that. And I have seen some rage and fights between my friends and their siblings. So I don't miss that aspect, I must say.
And what about looking forward to the aspect that I mentioned to Breeda earlier on there? Like, you know, you are the sole carer as such, or possibly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you all right with that?
Look, I'm all right with it. I'll just take it as it comes. It's obviously something that's on my mind, and it's something that's on my parents' minds as well. They know there's only one of me, so they'll obviously, I'd say they'd be happier if I, you know, settle down, have a few kids of my own maybe, and have people to help out.
That's to have a few kids of your own for your own, you know, your own goodwill and all the rest. Not necessarily to, like, these people who want to continue a family line or something. It's not that kind of thing, is it?
It's not so much that kind of thing, but it's definitely, it's probably about not being too on my own when I'm a bit older.
Yeah. But like, just as a matter of interest on that one, like, do random people down through the years, have they ever kind of felt sorry for you almost? Or they treat you slightly differently when they realise you're an only child. A certain sense of a little cloud of sorrow comes over them.
A little bit, yeah. You get kind of two types of people. You get people who go, oh, you're an only child, and they kind of treat you like that's a bit of a sad thing.
Yeah.
And then you get people who go, oh, you're an only child, oh, you must be
lucky old,
yeah. So you get these two frames of mind. You never get people in the middle. You never really get people who are kind of like, well, you're an only child, that's grand, that's normal. No one treats it like it's normal.
Yeah, right, indeed. And what about you then, Breeda? I mean, like, you know, do you in any way enjoy being part of a large family more as an adult now than you did as a kid, do you think? Or is it just, it's a different thing and it's just as good?
I do enjoy it now. I did enjoy it as a kid. I suppose as a child, you know, that's your norm. You just get on with it and that's your day-to-day life. What I do enjoy now is that there are so many of us, to be honest, that, you know, if you're having a bit of a row with one, you've still got another four to go and talk to, and you can sort of just avoid them for a month or so. But that doesn't happen that often either. But it does. It means it's busy. There's always something going on. As I said, I have 10 nieces and nephews, so you're sort of, you're hearing what's going on in their lives, and that's the next generation. So it is, and I'm sure for my parents as well, as I said, with, you know, they're both one of 14 kids, you know, and they've had six, and now there's the next. So to see that next generation coming on down, and the amount of us, as I said, is ridiculous in the extended family. So even, I suppose, my grandparents, if they were around to see sort of the legacy that's there now with the amount of nieces, nephews and grandchildren that are available.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But I'm just thinking more so for you, if you had another sister or so. So I'll just give you this, Alicia, like this, like in terms of going to school, maybe national school and then secondary school and then college and that, were you always aware of making friends, the importance of making friends, of having to have friends and constantly having them over the house, and your parents delighted that they were there?
Absolutely. My parents were delighted when I started making friends. They're delighted with the great group of friends I have now. Your friends become really important when you're an only child as well, and so important. And they become your family, essentially. And a lot of my friends, like, they know they're basically my surrogate family, so they are a good support network as well.
And
they're,
you could really relate
important
to the programme on TV that went on for 10 solid years, Friends itself.
Absolutely,
Friends,
yeah,
being the new family.
Yeah, absolutely. Always kind of wished I was in Friends, to be
honest.
Yeah,
right, I'm sure you could join a very long queue there, all right. Here's a text here, and it says, and this is going to maybe against us too. I have a friend, so watch the future, Alicia. I have a friend who is an only child. She now has 3 children of her own, and she says that she was amazed by how mean brothers and sisters can be to each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Brita, yeah, but I'd like you to temper that with, like, yeah, it is mean, others, but underneath it's still all, we're in this together, is it not?
As
the four Musketeers,
we're all in it together. It's funny, you know, you can, as they say, you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family.
Yeah.
But there is that tie to each other. But, you know, oh yeah, you will be absolutely mean. You know, we would have, you know, as I said, even I would have bribed the younger two to do things, or I would have got them in trouble just out of pure boldness. And certainly my youngest brother, who is the spoiled one in our family, not me. He'll kill
right
me for saying that.
Right.
He would have got away with absolutely everything as far as we were concerned. And he'd nearly orchestrated to make sure that that happened. But there is meanness. You will fight, you'll row, you will go against each other all the time. But underneath it, there's still that connection, absolutely.
Okay, so like coming from a big family is one thing, but coming from a small family, coming from a one child, you're neither way, Alicia, in terms of what the future might hold. You don't give a damn if it's 6 kids, 2 kids, 1 kid, but you would like to.
I would like to, yeah. But I don't care if it's 1, I don't care if it's 6, and I'm not going to care if it's 1, and just that's it. It's not, definitely hasn't affected me that way.
Oh, and just as a matter of interest, you were playing with your brothers, you were happy enough, you weren't too worried about necessarily making loads of friends at school, but you just naturally did.
Yeah, just had loads of friends, yeah. So and still have those friends from those school days, you know. So and on the sister thing, you know, people would say to me, did you never want a sister? And I think when I was younger, yes, I did, just as a change from having boys around the place. But then as I got older, then you move on. I don't even think about it now.
You think about things like for your parents, the laundry and stuff like that. There was a lot of laundry.
God.
There wasn't much laundry in your house,
I'd
say.
I actually don't know. And now, you know, with when you start doing these things yourself, you sort of look back and go, how, first of all, did my mother cope with having 6 kids?
Did she have a car?
It wasn't big enough, but we had a car, but it was one car. But my dad worked in Dublin, so he took the car to drive every day. So we were pretty much couldn't go anywhere otherwise. We got the school bus to school and home again. But laundry, look, sure, listen, the washing machine in our house was a constant.
You had a washing machine. Tell that to the kids of today, and they won't believe you.
It broke down all the time. That was always the problem, you know. The one appliance that had to be replaced regularly because it was going just all the time. So.
All right. Okay, well, listen, at the moment then, Alicia, finally, you're pretty damn happy with where you are working as well, and you're getting on fine without, you know, any of the stigma attached to being a one-child person.
Yeah, absolutely. As long as people stop asking me questions about it.
Oh, God almighty. Now she tells me. All right, listen, I'll tell you what. Thank you very much, folks, for dropping in. And as I say, I could have gone on, but I should have been actually on the other side of the fence.
You could, then, yeah.
Because I'm the youngest of 7, and there's only 1 girl in the family as well.
So you were spoiled then?
Was I spoiled? No, I don't think I was spoiled. No, definitely not. No, absolutely not. I spoiled myself now instead. All right, well, listen, look, Breida, thank you very much indeed. Breida Brown, co-founder of Unique Media, and also Alicia Tully in digital marketing. Thanks a million for talking to us, and good luck. Take it easy. We'll take a break.